The handover of limited sovereignty in Iraq is a key political milestone in the American presidential campaign season. The Bush administration has pointed to this moment when Iraqis take a large degree of control of their own government as a critical step in their plan to bring democracy there and to bring American troops home. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joins me now to offer his political analysis of today's development in Iraq. Juan, does the surprise move to transfer power a couple of days early help President Bush?
I think it does, Renee. As commander-in-chief, I think it helps the president and it helps the American military forces there by removing June 30th as a target date for action by the opposition forces. I think the opposition forces clearly had been targeting so much of their efforts toward that date with an attempt to destabilize the transfer of power. Secretary of State Colin Powell said yesterday on the Sunday talk shows that he believes there's a command and control at work in all these attacks taking place in Iraq, and this is an attempt to surprise them and possibly thwart some of the actions they may have been planning for later in the week. I also think it helps the president at home, where Americans want to see progress in the war, a war whose cost in soldiers and in money keeps growing. Just last Thursday, you had 100 people killed, 100 Iraqis, in addition to 3 members of the U.S. military. And you have Prime Minister Alawi saying that he was considering martial law, in addition to, as you just heard, possibly delaying the elections over the weekend. The White House reacted quickly to say there's going to be no delay in the timetable for holding January elections in January.
Well, since President Bush and Democrat John Kerry have similar positions on how to handle the situation in Iraq, will events in Iraq matter to voters in the end?
Oh, yes, indeed, Renee. What you see is that Senator Kerry has joined with President Bush in saying the United States has no date for withdrawing its troops from Iraq. But Senator Kerry has also said just in the last week that the administration misled America, reached too far in terms of drawing a connection between Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden. President Clinton, who's on his book tour, has said he never saw any tie between the two. Al Gore, the former vice president, just last week said that he thought the administration had displayed reckless actions in creating justification for a war against a nation that posed no threat at the time, Iraq. So you see that the Democrats are building an argument to say, really, we've come into a situation with no clear justification, and we have mounting violence. That, I think, is an attempt to say to voters that they, the Democrats and Senator Kerry, have a different approach and hope to do things differently.
Juan, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR's senior correspondent, Juan Williams.